welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about finance. And remember, I am not a tax consultant. I am not an accountant. And you should definitely speak to somebody who is qualified. But this is non-accredited advice or non-accredited information that I've learned over my career. And hopefully it'll point you into the directions of where you can look to basically understand how to keep track of your finances and the different things you have to think about when you're a business owner. This is not complex stuff. This is stuff that you really, as a solopreneur, as somebody who's building out a business from scratch, should just keep top of mind. So a few finance topics that I think will be very valuable for somebody that is building their business who has never really had to think about all of these things before, especially if you've worked for a company your whole career. Now, before we get into this, please share this podcast with somebody who'd find it useful. Of course, building a business is difficult, but it doesn't have to be. All the problems you're trying to solve for right now have already been figured out before. So let's go into it. If you are a business owner, you are starting to understand, or you very well know, how important it is to manage your finances well. Not only do you have to keep track of your income and your expenses, but you need to plan for your taxes and your retirement. But you do not need an expensive degree to actually do this. You just need some practical tips and tools. And this is what we're talking about today. So today we're talking about tracking your expenses, deductions, retirement, common tax mistakes that business owners make. By the end of today's show, you're going to have a better handle of business finances and what you have to think about. So we're going to break it down into four distinct topics. So tracking your expenses, we're going to talk about deductions, we're going to talk about retiring, and then we're going to talk about tax mistakes, okay? So let's jump right into it. So first thing you got to think about is tracking your expenses. This seems obvious, but ultimately, this is the first step in managing your business finances. This means keeping records of all the money you spend on your business, software, equipment, advertising, travel, everything. You got to track your expenses. Now, what does this do for you? Well, it helps you monitor your cash flow and your budget. You can see where your money's going and how much you have left to invest or save. It can help reduce your tax bill, so you can deduct many of your business expenses from your taxable income, which means you pay less tax at the end of the year. It helps you avoid tax penalties or audits, so you can prove your, if you can prove your expenses to the IRS, then they're not going to challenge you or question you if you can prove it out. So you have to keep track of everything. Now, the question then becomes, well, how do you best track your expenses as a business owner? Well, there's a few different tools and methods. So depending on your preferences and your needs, the most common tools that you can use, well, first would be a spreadsheet. So you can use a simple spreadsheet program like Excel or Google Sheets, create a table of your expenses, you categorize them by type, date, amount, and then you can also use formulas to calculate totals and averages. And the advantage of spreadsheets is that they're super easy to use and customize. The disadvantage is that they can be prone to errors and require manual input. You can use apps. You can use mobile apps like Expensify or QuickBooks to scan and record your receipts. You can also link your bank accounts and credit cards to the app to automatically import your transactions. Now, the advantage of apps is that they are convenient and accurate. The disadvantage is that they have fees or limitations on features. Software, you can use desktop or cloud software like FreshBooks or Wave to manage your expenses and other aspects of your accounting. And you can also generate reports and invoices from the software. They have the advantage that they're comprehensive, they're professional. Of course, they're going to be more costly, more complex. Whatever tool or method you use, you have to make sure you track your expenses regularly and consistently. You should always review your expenses periodically. Look for ways to reduce or optimize them. For example, you may find you're spending too much on subscriptions or services you don't actually need, or you may find that you can negotiate better deals with your vendors or suppliers. So tracking your expenses, very important. You have more control over your business finances. It helps you make smarter decisions as you grow. The second thing you have to think about is deductions. So if you work from home, and if you do a variety of other things, you can claim a portion of your expenses and categorize them as business expenses. One of the main expenses that you can deduct if you're working from home is your home office. So this includes rent, mortgage interest, utilities, insurance, repairs. However, not everyone who works from home can qualify for the home office deduction. There are some criteria and requirements that you need to meet. And by the way, there's a lot of other deductions that you can make, but this is one of the most common and usually one of the largest ones. So here are some of the requirements. You need a specific part of your home to be used exclusively and regularly for your business. This means that you can't use the same space for personal or family use. For example, you can't claim your living room or your bedroom as your home office if you use them for other activities. You need to use your home as your principal place of business. This means that you conduct most of your business activities from your home office. For example, you can't claim your home office if you can only use it occasionally or for admin tasks while you do most of your work everywhere else. You need to calculate the percentage of your home that you use for your business. This can be done by dividing the square footage of your home office by the total square footage of your home. For example, if your home office is 200 square feet, and your home is 2,000 square feet, then your percentage is 10%. And you need to choose between two methods to actually deduct your home office, the simplified method or the regular method. The simplified method allows you to deduct $5 per square feet of home office up to a maximum of 300 square feet or $1,500. The regular method allows you to deduct the actual expenses of your home office based on the percentage that you calculated. For example, if your rent is $2,000 and your percentage is 10%, then you can deduct $200 as a home office expense. The advantage of the simplified method is that it's easier and faster, but the regular method usually results in a higher deduction depending on your situation. So you can choose whichever method works best, but you need to stick with it for the whole tax year. And by deducting your home office, you have lower taxable income and you save money on your taxes. However, you need to make sure that you follow the rules and document your expenses properly. You also need to be aware that claiming a large home office deduction may increase the chances of you being audited by the IRS. So be prepared to justify and prove your claim if needed. Other things that you can deduct from your business, qualified business income. So this is a new deduction that was introduced by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. It allows eligible owners of sole proprietorships, partnerships, S corporations, and some trusts and estates to deduct up to 20% of their qualified business income from their taxable income. You can deduct advertising and marketing. So you can deduct the cost of promoting your business, printing flyers, websites, running ads, sponsoring events. These expenses are considered ordinary and necessary for your business. You can deduct the business use of car. So you can deduct the cost of using your car for business purposes, such as driving to meet clients, delivering goods. And you can either use the standard mileage rate of 56 cents per mile in 2021 or the actual expenses method, gas, repairs, insurance, etc., to calculate your deduction. And then lastly, education. So you can deduct the cost of education that improve your current skills or maintains your professional certification. So this can include tuition, fees, books, supplies. However, you can't deduct the cost of education that qualifies you for a new trade or business. So these are just some of the many deductions. Obviously, talk to your accountant, but it is good to be aware that there's lots of deductions that you can make. Now, the next thing in terms of business finance you have to think about is retirement accounts. So you want to find ways to not pay as much tax legally. And retirement accounts are special types of saving accounts that allow you to invest your money for your future. And the benefit of using retirement accounts is that they offer tax advantages that can help you reduce your current or future tax liability. So there are different types of retirement accounts that you can choose from depending on your situation and your goals as a small business owner. Here are some of the most common ones. Traditional IRA. So a traditional IRA is an individual retirement account that allows you to contribute up to $6,000 per year or $7,000 if you're 50 or older of your pre-tax income. This means that you can deduct your contributions from your taxable income for the year, which lowers your tax bill. However, you will have to pay taxes on your withdrawals when you retire based on your tax bracket at the time. There's the Roth IRA. So a Roth IRA is another individual retirement account that allows you to contribute up to $6,000 per year or $7,000 if you're 50 or older of your after-tax income. This means that you can't deduct your contributions for your taxable income for the year, which doesn't affect your tax bill. However, you will be able to withdraw your money tax-free when you retire as long as you follow rules and regulations. There is an SEP IRA, a SEP IRA. It's a simplified employee pension plan that allows you to contribute up to 25% of your net earnings from self-employment, or $58,000 per year, whichever is less, of your pre-tax income. This means you can deduct your contributions from your taxable income for the year, which lowers your tax bill. However, you will have to pay taxes on your withdrawals when you retire based on your tax bracket. And then there's also, lastly, the solo 401k. And the solo 401k is a retirement plan for self-employed individuals or small business owners with no employees other than themselves or their spouses. It allows you to contribute up to $19,500 per year, or $26,000 per year if you're over 50, of your pre-tax income as an employee, and up to 25% of your net earnings from self-employment as an employer, or $58,000 per year, whichever is less, of your pre-tax income. This means that you can deduct your contributions from your taxable income for the year, lowers your tax bill, but of course have to pay taxes on your withdrawals when you retire based on your tax bracket at the time. So the advantage of using retirement accounts, and by the way, you can use retirement accounts if you're not a business owner. I'm just telling you, because sometimes when you work in a company, you aren't paying attention to this stuff. When you're on your own, you're on your own. You got to learn this stuff yourself. The advantage of using retirement accounts is that they help you save for your future, reduce your taxes at the same time. The disadvantage is that they have rules and limitations on how much you can contribute and when you can withdraw your money. You also need to consider fees and expenses associated with each type of account. But when you use retirement accounts, you can plan ahead, secure your financial future while saving money on your taxes. However, you need to choose the best retirement plan and account for your situation and goals, and always, always, always consult a professional. And the last thing you have to think about when you're a business owner is you have to avoid the most common tax mistakes. We spoke about tracking your expenses. We spoke about deductions. We spoke about where to put money into certain types of retirement accounts. But there's like actual blatant tax mistakes that people make. So they cost you a lot of money, cause you a lot of trouble, and they can result in penalties, interest, audits. These are some of the biggest things that people do incorrectly with their taxes: not filing or paying on time. Filing and paying your taxes on time is crucial. When you don't, you get late fees and interest charges. So the deadline for filing your federal income tax is usually April 15th or I think 18th this year, unless you request an extension. The deadline for paying your estimated taxes is usually January 15th, April 15th, June 15th, and September 15th, again, unless you qualify for an exception. And to avoid missing the deadlines, you should keep track of them and set reminders for yourself. You should also file and pay electronically, because this speeds up the process, reduces errors. Another mistake people make: not reporting all your income. Reporting all your income is essential. When you don't, it can lead to underpayment penalties, audits. You need to report all your income from your business activities, such as sales, fees, commissions, tips. You also need to report any income from other sources, such as interest, dividends, royalties. To avoid missing income, you should keep records of all your transactions and receipts. You should also check your 1099 forms and bank statements for any income that you may have forgotten or overlooked. Another tax mistake: not claiming all your deductions. Claiming all your deductions is something you're allowed to do. It's beneficial. It lowers your taxable income. It saves you money. You can deduct many of your business expenses. Again, home office, travel, supplies. You can deduct some of your personal expenses that are related to your business: health insurance premiums, retirement contributions. To avoid missing any deductions, keep records of all your expenses, all your receipts. You should also check the IRS website all the time. Consult a professional for a list of eligible deductions and their requirements. And then the major issue is that all these issues are caused by not keeping good records. So keeping good records is vital. It helps you prepare your tax return accurately, efficiently. It can also help you prove your income and expenses to the IRS if they ever question or challenge them. So you need to keep records of all your income and expenses for at least 3 years from the date of filing or payment. You also need to keep records of any other documents that support your tax return, such as bank statements, invoices, contracts. To avoid losing or damaging your records, organize them by category and by date. You should also store them in a safe place or back them up electronically. Again, these are common tax mistakes you can avoid. You can save money. You can save trouble. You just have to be careful and diligent when preparing and filing your tax return. You also need to be honest and be compliant with tax laws and regulations. If you have any doubts about your taxes, talk to a professional. This is basically some of the most rudimentary things as a small business owner that you have to be aware of. You have to track your expenses. You have to deduct the things you're allowed to deduct. You have to use retirement accounts. You have to avoid common tax mistakes. When you apply these tips, you can save money, you can save trouble on your taxes, and improve your business finances. This is your baby. This is your business. You have to learn how to take care of it, and managing money is crucial. So start researching this, start understanding this aspect of your business so that you aren't going to get sidelined and honestly end up owing more money than you should just because you weren't paying attention and you didn't keep good records and you just weren't aware of what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do as a business owner. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.